Command number 92. Settle disputes promptly and privately. Make friends quickly with your accuser. Matthew 5:25. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him, between you and him alone. Matthew 18:15. The examples Jesus uses to address how disputes should be settled are, in a sense, unfortunately narrow of focus. In both Matthew 5 and Luke 12, his words seem less concerned with reconciliation than keeping us out of jail. In Matthew 18 and Luke 17, his emphasis appears more pointed toward rebuking a brother for his sin than forgiving him. It is fearfully easy in such a case to overlook the beam in our own eye. To get to the true essence of Jesus' heart in the matter of disputes, we can never forget that all reconciliation is a two-way street. Though Jesus says that it may occasionally be necessary to point out another sin, there are strict rules governing the process. Those rules are spelled out in the rest of the commands. Love, don't judge, show mercy, take the beam out of your own eye, etc. The commands must be obeyed as a unity. So as Jesus speaks about the necessity of rebuking a brother for his sin, he says, at the same time, be kind, show mercy, don't judge, and so on. This highlights the constant imperative to seek the heart of Jesus' intent. What did he mean? Usually his meaning is directed toward our own attitudes. It is impossible to settle disputes correctly, or to show a brother his sin, if we are not looking first to ourselves. The foundation of settling disputes and working toward reconciliation in the midst of conflict is not built on another's wrong, but on my own accountability. That's why this command cannot be read apart from the command, deal with your own faults before thinking of the faults of others. This double-sided coin of dispute settling is beautifully articulated in Luke 17, 3-4. But the scope of his command is easy to miss if one is intent to seize upon a justification to look at another's sin. Note the opening foundation, our own attitude of mercy, non-judgment, and forgiveness must lead the way. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive him. Staying out of jail and rebuking others are not the primary focus. Heeding ourselves, forgiveness and reconciliation provide a 3-way foundation that gets to the heart of Jesus' intent. For the disciples of Jesus, reconciliation and oneness are always the objectives. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's The Hope of the Gospel, God's Family. Those who are growing pure in heart through hunger and thirst after righteousness are indeed the children of God, but specially those who, on their way home, are peacemakers in the traveling company. The true idea of the universe is the whole family in heaven and earth. The life germ at the root of the world is its relation to God, the Father of men. For the development of this germ in the consciousness of the children, the church is one of the passing means. For the same purpose, the whole divine family is made up of numberless human families, that in these, men may learn and begin to love one another. Now the primary necessity to the very existence of a family is peace. Wherever peace is growing, there of course is the live peace, counteracting disruption and disintegration. The peacemakers quiet the winds of the world ever ready to be up and blowing. may tend and cherish the interlacing roots of the ministering grass. They spin and twist many uniting cords, and they weave many supporting bands. They are the servants of the great universal family. They are the true children of that family, the allies and ministers of every clasping and consolidating force in it. Fellow workers they are with God in the creation of the family. They help Him to get it to His mind, to perfect His Father idea, for like Him, they would be one with His creatures. The main practical difficulty, with some at least of the peacemakers, is how to carry themselves toward the undoers of peace, the disuniters of souls. Perhaps the most potent of these are those powers of the church visible who care for canon and dogma more than for truth, and for the church more than for Christ. For the disintegration of the body of Christ, the party liars of politics, and mostly the babbling liars of the social circle, and the faithless brothers and unloving sisters of disunited human families. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to settle disputes promptly and privately. In all I do, may I be a peacemaker, working for the unity of the human family. Give me your wisdom in applying the mechanics of unity into all the relationships of which I am part. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.